We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Ron Fear and Yusha Reddy joining me here on In Focus today from the City of Manhattan, Mayor and City Manager. Taking a look at the next item on the agenda here tonight is another public hearing, this one having to do with vacating a utility easement for another part of town over on Jardine Drive.
It is. So Jardine Drive was originally platted back in the 50s to be a 60-foot right-of-way between Denison Avenue going west all the way to College. Back in the over the years, Jardine was really only developed adjacent to the Jardine apartment complex and down to about a little over half that distance. And then the remaining portions to the west, there's a bicycle pedestrian trail that links to College Avenue, where there's been some new improvements and crosswalks put in place. So back in 06, the street right-of-way, of that 60-foot right-of-way, about 30 feet of it was for the street right-of-way, was vacated several years ago. And then there's a, so there's two 30-foot utility easements and still a roadway easement on the north 30 feet. So this is a request by the end who lives at the end of University Drive there on the east side of that dead end, where it dead ends with the trail and the western end of Jardine Drive. There's a utility easement that sits on that vacated south 30 feet of Jardine easement originally, and they would like there's nobody in that utility easement either. And never has been. Again, we went through that process of notifying all the utility companies. Again, there's still a northern 30-foot easement as well that will continue to exist. And so they're wanting to build a garage on that portion of the land. And so they own the land. It's just subject to the easement. It's a fairly wide easement, which is somewhat unusual. And so again, this is a process to go through to determine whether or not anybody wants to utilize that easement in the future. The city has no plans to utilize it and doesn't see any kind of development that would utilize it. And if so, there's still an additional 30-foot easement just to the north of it. So this is the process that folks go through to usually in the development process. There's a lot of platted easements to make sure there's enough room for future utilities. Obviously, once that area develops and if it's not utilized, then it's not uncommon for those utilities to easements to be vacated.
Okay, so that's just the second of three public hearings. Mayor, did you have any comments on this one?
No, I think, you know, this, like the first one, and even the next one, people have until 4 o'clock today if they want to make a public comment on these and can't be at the meeting, and also can be there live and make a public comment as well to these issues. You know, what might seem like a non-issue to us, it's pretty important for those residents and businesses that live around those areas. So we would certainly like to hear from them before any decisions are made. And I think, you know, we will have a little bit of discussion on all of these. But nevertheless, the public hearing is to see what the public needs and to hear from them.
All right. Well, the third item here is another hearing, as mentioned, and this is going to be to consider a KDHE loan application for the water treatment plant lime sludge basin improvements. I'm guessing this is that area east of Tuttle Creek Boulevard at the base of the hill behind the IHOP and all that.
Yes. So just to the north of that storm basin that you mentioned, and across the highway from the water treatment plant. So we have four large lime storage basins. The lime is used to treat as a treatment program for our water and makes it softer, is one of the primary purposes for it. And then these are settling basins where those are allowed to dry out, and then the lime is hauled away and used to help some of the farmers with their pH on some of their cropland. So it's a process that we had planned to do some improvements and relocate some of the, we're doing some drainage way widening and improvements in conjunction with the levee project and a new gate being built there at Hayes Drive and Casement, where the drainage goes through the levee. That's a new gate structure, and we're widening that drainage channel clear back to Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and in where there's a diverter there. So there's a large understreet stormwater box that carries water under Bertrand Street all the way from campus. And that unloads, empties into that storm basin, but it empties into a place where we can divert the flow and either send it south or send it north to that new gate. So we need to improve that drainage way, though, to handle additional capacity and take some pressure off of the ditch that runs along the east side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So in order to do those drainage way improvements, we have to redo portions of those lime lagoons. And in doing that, the state is requiring us to make improvements to those lagoons. They've been in a grandfather status for a long time. And occasionally when you get a very heavy rain, there has been some overflow from those lagoons, and it's just putting a little bit of pH into the stormwater, which is diluted, but the state is saying we need to catch that runoff and treat it. So we're going to, and then they're also requiring us, if you were building those lagoons new today, you'd have to put liners on them. So we have to reconstruct those lagoons and make those improvements to capture any runoff from those lagoons and put it into our sanitary sewer system so that it goes through our processing and our wastewater treatment plant. So in order to do that, that cost is estimated at about $3 million. And we're going to apply for a Kansas Department of Health and Environment low interest loan that's currently, I think, around 1.4%. So that will be a favorable rate. And it was some improvements we had planned to do. We just hadn't really planned to do them this early. As part of that loan program, KDHE does require you to hold a public hearing. So that's what we're planning to do tonight.
All right, Mayor, any comments on that?
No, again, I think this is something we have to do. KDHD is requiring that we make some changes to that lagoon. I think, you know, we've done what we can in the past with that area. And I think right now the cost is one. We're going to have to get a $3 million loan or more. There's several options out there on the table. But also just go through the process, because this is one of those things we don't have a choice about. But at the same time, it's to make that area better. So it is costly, but it's also necessary.
And I imagine, you know, something this costly here obviously is going to probably affect our water bills. Would that be safe to say?
So one of the nice things about this low interest loan program, it has a 20-year mortgage period. So we're anticipating that the improvements will yield a payment of about $200,000. This is in our water fund that will pay for this improvement. And so we're not anticipating need to improve the rate structure to accommodate this. We'll have to juggle some other CIP projects and maybe move them back a little bit to compensate for it a little bit. But this particular project, we're not seeing a need to increase the rates. We do have some other rates that we plan to bring in December on our utilities that have been forecasted all along. And so there are some other increases as a result of just the growth in the program and projects that were in the works.
And bring Dave Lewis on here. Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Had a question that was sent to us this morning, and this is pertaining to the widening of the runway at the airport. Can you bring us up to date?
So a good meeting to tune into would be the City Commission work session next week, where the update of the airport master plan will be presented to the commission, which will speak about the runway program. And again, it's we're not really widening the runway. We're replacing the main runway. And so actually, one of the issues is that the FAA is saying that they're not sure that they can support the replacing at the current width that it is. So that might be an extra cost for us to maintain that current width, because one of the things that the FAA doesn't do as part of their regulations is they don't recognize military flights. And so as a demand demand provision for the use of your airport, so anything that has that either needs to be supported by the military or by the local sponsors, which would be the city of Manhattan, the owner of the airport. So we want to maintain our ability to for Fort Riley to fly what they need to fly in here. And so maintaining that width will be important. There might be a little bit of lengthening of the runway as part of that. So we'll be looking at all the options. And one of the next steps is to, we've just executed a contract for the design of that runway. So that's something that will take at least a year, maybe a little longer, to come to fruition on. And so our goal is to keep its current width.
Do you have any perspective, Ron, on what the total cost of that project might end up being?
Oh, the number doesn't come to mind right now. I think I want to say it's like 20 million roundabout, and okay, then we'll have about a 10 to 20% share of that, depending on where things stand, plus the extra cost of the maintaining the width. But
so the local cost,
a lot of work to do on that particular front at this point.
So the local cost somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 4 million
should roughly be around that.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, again, how much we get funded by the grant and how much, again, that whole width issue. There's also an opportunity to potentially increase the depth. Obviously you don't replace a runway very often. So, you know, if you right now there's restrictions with some of that aircraft, especially some of the larger aircraft, on hot summer days, on, weight and load capacity. So those are, if you're going to strengthen it and add a couple of inches of concrete to allow for expanded use, now's the time to do it. So those are a lot of the discussions that we need to have with many of our users and partners to make sure. We certainly don't want to diminish what they've been used to being able to provide. And obviously, as they make new aircraft, that has a bearing on it as well.
Do you have some perspective on how deep that concrete is now?
I know our folks have that information, and they'll probably, I want to say it's around 12 okay. to 14 inches. So it's pretty thick. You know, we're one of the things that we have used regularly with Fort Riley are the C-17s that you can put tanks and helicopters on and ship right to theater, which they've done. And so we want to make sure we keep that capability with either that aircraft or whatever aircraft the military uses to replace it. So that's going to be a important component as we move forward to make sure that Fort Riley's capability for deployment out of here is sustained or even improved.
Have another question from a listener. This is regards to indoor pool in Manhattan and any potential future talks about that, especially in taking into consideration that K-State's going to be closing the natatorium in the near future.
Yes. Yeah, so you might recall that there was when the Parks and Rec Department was doing their master plan update and looking at the facilities that led to us proceeding with the sales tax renewal for the indoor rec centers, one of those components that was discussed during that process was an indoor pool. And the preferred location was to convert the outdoor pool at SECO or build one in conjunction with that outdoor pool for an indoor. I don't recall the cost of that, but it was pretty substantial. And so that was not selected to be part of that because of other options in the community. But obviously, that's an important use for the community. The high school has swim teams, and so the school district certainly would be a player in that discussion, as well as whether or not the university master plan was to replace it with a pool up at the rec center. So all of those need some further discussion to how we want to move together as a community to provide a facility.
All right, well, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and we'll take a look at the consent agenda when we return on In Focus News Radio KMAN.